You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Welcome back to the Vegans Explore podcast. I'm your host, Sean A. Russell, and today we're breaking down a story that has been stirring things up across Europe and honestly across the entire global food industry. The European Union is once again debating whether plant-based and lab-grown meat companies should be allowed to use familiar terms like burger, sausage, steak, milk, yogurt, and cheese. Supporters of the ban say these words should only apply to traditional animal products. Opponents say these terms are clear, helpful, and actually essential if we want people to move towards more sustainable food choices. Now, if you feel like you have heard this before, you have. This debate has been circling for years. Some of you might remember Amendment 171 back in 2021. That proposal would have blocked dairy-related terms like creamy or buttery from being used on plant-based foods. Public pressure shut it down, but the same fight is resurfacing. If the EU passes this labeling ban, companies could be forced to use confusing phrases like veggie discs or fermented nut beverage. It sounds silly, but these terms could become the law. And for shoppers, that confusion can make it harder to find climate-friendly and cruelty-free products at a glance. The impact on European store shelves would be immediate. Brands would have to update packaging and rename products. Some items might even disappear temporarily if they cannot adapt fast enough. And smaller vegan companies would take the biggest hit since they already operate with limited resources and tight margins. There's something important to remember here. Consumers are not confused. Nobody thinks almond milk comes from cows. Nobody believes plant-based chicken cutlets come from a chicken. Research consistently shows that these terms help shoppers make informed choices about healthier and more sustainable food. So who benefits from limiting these labels? It's not the public. It's not the environment. It's not innovation. It's the traditional agriculture industry, which is trying to slow down the growth of plant-based alternatives by controlling the language. And this is where Paul McCartney comes into the picture. As a longtime advocate for animals and the planet, he's spoken out before against these kinds of restrictions. When Amendment 171 appeared, he joined an open letter with organizations like ProVeg telling EU leaders to reject the proposal. His message still applies today. At a time when the world needs smarter food systems, governments should be removing barriers, not building new ones. Here's a real story that many people are noticing. This proposal is not a sign of strength from Big Ag. It's a sign of desperation. Instead of improving their products or evolving with the times, they're trying to control what words plant-based companies are allowed to use. They're pushing for rules that make it harder for people to choose alternatives. It is the clearest signal yet that the momentum behind plant-based eating is real, powerful, and growing. And while this decision is happening in the European Union, the ripple effects could stretch across the world. If the EU approves the labeling ban, other countries might attempt something similar. It could influence future conversations in the United States, where Big Ag has already tried to limit words like milk and meat through state-level bills. A European ruling could become a reference point for future attempts to restrict plant-based language globally. Now, here's something many people forget. This would not apply to the United Kingdom. Since the UK left the EU, they're not required to follow these rules, unless they choose to adopt similar laws on their own. British companies can continue using terms like vegan burger, oat milk, and plant-based chicken without any interruption. So the bigger question becomes crystal clear. Do we allow outdated industries to hold back innovation through restrictive language laws? Or do we support a food system that offers real choice, transparency, and access to the healthier and more sustainable products people are asking for? This debate is about more than words. It's about direction. It's about the future of food. If the EU rejects the ban, it reinforces global progress towards plant-based and cultivated innovation. If they approve it, they risk creating confusion, harming small businesses, and inspiring copycat legislation in other parts of the world. For vegans, for entrepreneurs, and for anyone who cares about health, climate, or the future of food, the message is simple. Language matters. Clarity matters. Choice matters. And this decision will influence not only Europe, but the global movement for sustainable food systems. Thanks for listening to the Vegans Explore podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, leave a review and make sure you're subscribed. These actions help more people discover our show and spreads the message about what's happening in the vegan movement. For the show notes and past episodes, be sure to visit vegansexplore.com/podcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.